the final tonight. And the best team in baseball wins it all in 2018.
For the first hit. Rutschman into right field. Down the line. A fair ball. Adley will turn first. Head for second. He's going to turn second. Go for third. Rutschman into third base standing. An extra base hit. His first hit in the major leagues. Welcome to the...
These are long pitch innings, I think. Blister, that's your point.
Looking for a clean inning here in the seventh. Hit well out to right center field. Jones still on the move, running out of room, and he makes it!
Always, I'm your host Patrick Moran, alongside Brandon Cunningham. We're actually going to be recording this on Brandon's birthday. This won't be out on March 17th, but today, on the date of recording, is Brandon's birthday. So, happy birthday, Brandon! How are you doing today on the 15th year of your life?
Thank you. Obviously, I'm doing great because my birthday. Never had a bad birthday.
Yeah.
Nope. So yeah, it's been a good day. Got some Celtics tickets. Looking forward to that. Ate some cake. Hanging out with some friends. It was a good time.
Sounds like a good time. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that Celtics game. The Celtics have been really hot. But, you know, we're not a basketball podcast. We're a baseball podcast. So we'll get to the baseball. Our topic today is we are going to go over under projected win totals. So we are on FanDuel. And disclaimer, we are not placing money down on this. We are taking a look at the win totals that they have put out. The 2024 season, and we're just going to say over under, and we're going to say why. We're going to go through every team. It's an alphabetical order, so it's not by division, just for heads up. But yeah, it'll be at like something and a half, and we'll either go over or under, and it's kind of it, kind of a straightforward concept. So without further ado, let's get into it. So the Arizona Diamondbacks. The regular season win total is 83.5. That is the win total projection. We'll start with you first. Over or under that?
I'm taking the over. I mean, this team made the World Series, and they were young, and now they got better. You know, I think 83 is well in 90 games is well in their range. I know they're in a tough division with the Dodgers, but I didn't get it done. I'm picking the over.
I'm going to take the over as well. I think the Diamondbacks, it's kind of like you said, they haven't really lost any key pieces, and they've been able to improve. So, like, that's been really nice to see. I really like the move that they made this offseason, and I'm gonna take the over. I'm going to take the over 83.5. Now we move on to the Atlanta Braves. Quite a line here. Over or under 101.5. I think we need to take a moment and appreciate that line right there. And
that
how
is
good the Braves are.
Quite the line.
Yeah, that is quite a line. So would you take the over or under on that?
It's a good line. Because you know it's going to be.
That
right
is
there.
A good line. Yeah.
I'm going to give it to them. I'm giving the over. I think they can get it done. You know, they're one of the best. They're one of the best, if not the best, in the NL. So I don't see why not. They can get it. No, get it. I mean, in my opinion, they're the second best team in the MLB.
Yeah, and in my opinion, they're the best team in the MLB. So I think for that, I'm gonna go with the over. I'm gonna take the over on that. you know, like I said in my predictions last episode, they're my number one team in the NL and the best team in baseball. So, like, I feel like I have to hammer the over on that. But that's such a line, 101. And that's really credit to the Braves for how good they're really going to be. Baltimore Orioles, here we go. This is going to be really interesting for me. Over or under 89.5 for the Baltimore Orioles.
Whoa.
Where do we go with this?
I'm kind of hard on the Orioles, but that seems a little harsh.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna take the over. I'm going three overs in a row. I probably know you're gonna pick.
I think I know what I'm gonna pick. I'm gonna take the over. Easy. I think I did predict them on my other podcast to have like 90 wins or 92. I'm gonna take the over, obviously. And I'm an Orioles fan, you know. That does feel a little bit harsh. You know, the Orioles, I think, while they are not gonna win as many games because they don't have Felix Bautista, I still think this team's gonna find ways to win as they always do. They grind it out till the end, and it's a talented team. You know, I feel like that is a little low for Baltimore, so we're gonna take the over. Boston Red Sox. Now this is gonna get interesting for Brendan.
Over.
We're gonna go 77.5.
Over.
You're gonna go over?
That's better than I expected.
That's better than you expected.
But I can't not, dude. I have to.
You know, this is a really tough spot for me because I have my family. I have one side of my family in Massachusetts. If they're listening to this, you know, they might get pissed off.
Whoa.
I'm saying they may or may not, you know. You don't know if I'm going to go over.
There's only one under. Option you can pick here.
There's only one option?
You have to.
You know, I gotta consider the offense. I'm considering Trevor Story.
Lay out your offense.
Whatever the hell second base is.
Yoshida's gonna be better. Tristan Casas is gonna be better.
I mean, you have two DHs playing the field, which is pretty tough. I don't know who your closer is. I've always been a little skeptical on the pitching there. I think it's going to be the first one of the episode. I'm going to go under.
No.
I don't think it's going to be like a catastrophe of an under. I think it's a really good line because I think they're going to be right around there. But, you know, because the pitching is just, it feels so scattershot. I think they're going to be in that, like, you know, they're going to be like just a few games under. Like two or three games. That's it.
I disagree.
I think that and the Giolito injury, like the pitching has too much questions. The offense is good, but the pitching is just too sketch that I can't trust it, you know? So I'm gonna take a really hard under right there. Chicago Cubs up next. We've seen this one before. 83.5. Same for the Diamondbacks.
That seems another a little weird. Line. They're giving the same line as the Diamondbacks, where I think everyone agrees a better team. So I mean, you got to weigh in. They're in a weak division, so wins are going to come easier. You know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm still going to take the under.
Okay. I'm gonna go I'm gonna take the over on the Cubs. I think they go over by barely.
Okay.
So you got your first under of the day on the Cubs.
Yep.
Because I think the Cubs, they have enough pitching, and then, you know, the bullpen is good enough, and then the offense is good enough. I think they're good enough to get there. And I'll actually see them this summer. Shout out to the Cubs. I'll be there in Wrigley. White Sox, over under 60 and a half.
Ooh. You know, why don't you take the lead on this one?
All right. I'm gonna go under. I think the Dylan Cease thing really, you know, he got traded in the Padres.
Did this come after or before?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, it came on March 28th.
Awesome. Okay. Hold up.
You know, that's the Dylan Cease thing, I think, is a huge blow. That's a big hit to the pitching staff in general. The pitching is kind of non-existent. You're hoping some guys can develop and come along, and then the offense is pretty putrid. So I'm gonna take the under.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the under, too. They're going to be one of the worst teams in baseball this year. We know that. And, yeah, someone has to be. I'm taking under.
Although, shout-out to Eloy Jimenez and Reese Robert. The only two good players left on that roster. Now we got the Cincinnati Reds up next. 82.5 for the Cincinnati Reds. What do you got?
I think I'm going under again. I'm changing out four over now. I'm three under. I just think the other teams and divisions are going to do better than the Reds. So that's kind of my thinking behind here. So I'm picking the under. How did they get there? They'll be close. This entire division will be around that mark, but they're going to be under.
I also am going to take the under. I think it's going to be really close as well. I love the Reds' young talent. I think it's great, and I think it's awesome, and I think it's going to win them some games. But I truly don't know how many will win them. You know, I had them fourth in my division. I didn't take my predictions into account for this one. I think it's kind of going to be close, but it is going to be under for me. Cleveland Guardians, 79.5. Over under win total.
79.5. I'm taking the over. I think they still have a good roster.
Over?
Players that are pretty good, and I think they can get at least 80 wins.
Okay.
What do you think?
Pitching. I mean, the pitching's going to be good because they're a pitching factory. There's probably enough offense there. I had them fourth in the division, so like, but that does feel a little low. I'll go slightly over because it's hard to doubt pitching, like, so you know, yeah. Well, Cleveland doesn't pack a punch. That's, you know, the pitching's always going to keep them in games, and that's going to get them somewhere. Rockies over under 59.5 for the season.
Yeah, it's got to be under. They're gonna be the worst team in the NL, so they're gonna get not many wins. So I'm picking the under. There's really nothing going on there. Yeah, that's kind of it. The Rockies. What do you think?
I got under. You know, Chris Bryant and Nolan Jones are pretty good players, but Chris Bryant can show it for help. But other than that, you know, it's hard to pitch in cores, and it's just not a good team. So it's got to be Got to be under. Detroit Tigers up next. Over or under 80.5 for the Tigers.
I'm picking the under. If you remember my predictions from last week, I was not very high on the Tigers, and I'm sticking with that. I think they're going to let everyone down again. So I'm picking the under for 80.5.
I am going to go over on my predictions, or because of my predictions. I think they can get a little bit over because I think the pitching's good, and the pitching is going to be helped by being in Comerica, which polar opposite of Coors. It is a very good place to pitch. So that's why I got over. And I think the Tigers are going to make some noise this year. I think they're a sneaky team for me. Houston Astros. Let's see what the win total is at. What were you going to say?
You got some different views on the Tigers.
I know. We do have some different views on the Tigers. Did you have the Royals high in your prediction?
The second in the division.
The Royals for you.
Yeah, second AL Central.
So you're higher on the Royals, I'm higher on the Tigers.
That's right. All right.
That's okay. That's gonna be the thing to keep an eye on for this podcast this season. Whose prediction comes out better? My hope for the Tigers or your hope for the Royals? Houston Astros, back to the current episode. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, go check it out. Predictions. Good tie into this one. 93.5. I think it's pretty straightforward what I'm going with here. But
that's way too low. You gotta pick the over.
Yeah, I know. It's over. I think you gotta take the over because the game's over and by the 7th, because you gotta deal with Abreu, Presley, and Hader. And the offense is fiery, and it's just a great team. They're my division winner, so I got the over. Any other notes on that?
I mean, they're not my division winner, but I do have them very close to the Rangers, so they're both doing a lot of games. So that's my thinking there.
All right. Kansas City Royals, 73.5 on the win total.
I have them second in the division, so I have to pick the over here. Because no way you win less than 73 games and be the two in your division. So I have to pick the over. I mean, I just think these young players are going to take a jump that we don't see coming. Every year it's one team that the young players show themselves, and I think it's going to happen with the Royals.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen with the Tigers. I think that the Royals are kind of a lower level boomer bust. Like, they have to have some things go right for them. I'm going to take a slight over, actually. I don't think they go that much over. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of stayed right here. I'm going to take a slight over on that. And an easier team up next, Angels. 72.5.
I'm picking the under.
Under on the Angels for you?
Yeah, I mean, if I have the Rangers and Astros winning a lot of games, these other teams have to take some serious hits. And with Angels losing Ohtani, they kind of just have Trout. I don't see it. Then what else is there? Trout can't get you that many wins.
Right.
He's good.
Trout
and Ohtani couldn't do it. Why can't just Trout, who's older now, can't either?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the over there as well, or under. My bad. Just like you said, Mike Trout can't win you every ball game. So that's
what was that line under. Again?
I'm sorry, Angels. That line was 72.5.
Yeah. They're not going to get that.
That's nope. Neither of us have them getting that. The Dodgers actually have more projected wins than the Braves at 103.5 rather than the 101.5.
I'm picking the over. They're the best team, in my opinion. So They're going to win the most games.
For me, I'm going to... I'm going to go over. I mean, Dodgers are still great. And, you know, that's... I mean, that is kind of uncharacteristic for me being a Braves guy. But I think the Dodgers can get a little bit over that. I think like 104, 105. And then kind of Braves 106-ish. So I think it should be tight in that regard. Marlins. Oh, boy. 77.5 on the Marlins.
That's an interesting line.
It is an interesting line. I'm just playoff team in 2023. I actually heard that the debate that they were one of the worst playoff teams of all time.
Wow.
Or I heard that was like a hot take I heard.
They weren't great. No. I'm picking the over.
Over.
I think just barely. Like they'll be like 78, 79.
Okay.
We're in that range.
Oh man. Honestly, like especially with the Sandy injury, I'm gonna go under. I'm gonna like you said just over. I'm gonna say just under. So yeah. Tough on the Marlins, but you know, you said just over. Next up is the Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers. 76.5. Oh. What do you got on that? This is lower than the Marlins.
76.5. That's tough. I do have a feeling facing fifth in the NL Central, so I'm going to have to go the under here. I think losing Corbin Burns is too much of a hit for them. They won't be able to recover.
I mean, they're my division winner, so I have to go over. I mean, obviously the Corbin Burns thing is a big blow. I don't think it's going to be as big of a blow as people think it will be. So up next, you got the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota. For our Minnesota fans out there. Ooh, 87.5.
87.5. I have won the division, which I think most people do, but it is a weak division.
We both have the winning division. Yep.
You know what? I'm going to have them under that and still win the division.
Okay.
That's how bad this is going to be.
I'll be optimistic and I'll say just over. I don't think they're going to get to 90, but I think they're going to be right in that 88, 89 range, even with the loss of Sonny Gray. I'll be optimistic and take the over. New York Mets. This is a very interesting team. This is a team that could go 80 and 81, and I would not blink an eye, and they're at 80.5 on the projected win total.
I'm going to wonder. I don't think they get there. They just haven't proven anything to me.
They haven't proven a lot. You're right. I do think it's kind of a bridge year. But, like, truly, I do think they're going to go 81 and 81. I think they're going to go 500. So this is a really tough spot for me. Just because I think they're going to go 81 and 81, I'm going to go over. It's by one game.
So you're picking the exact record.
It would be a push, technically.
Okay.
I mean, I think they're going to be helped out because Diaz is back and he's going to be closing out some games. But, like, you know, it's a bridge year. So that's, yeah. I kind of have the push on that. Yankees, over under 91.5.
I'm picking the over.
Over on the Yankees for you?
Yeah, I mean, they won the division over the Orioles. So, I'm going to pick the over. Yeah.
I think this is kind of the, like, I'm going to go under. I think they're, like, right at 89-90.
Okay. I mean, that's not crazy to say.
89-90 wins is, I think, their sweet spot. It's not going to help with Cole out. So, oh, boy. Our favorite franchise, Oakland Athletics.
Under.
57.5.
Under. Under. I mean, I don't understand why they're going to win games.
Under?
How?
Still under?
Yeah.
That's brutal. That's, yeah. I mean, I got under too, but man, that team is just sad. 57.5 is the win total. It's brutal.
Yeah.
That truly is a travesty. Could this possibly be the worst baseball team in the history of the game?
I mean,
or in the modern era?
Modern.
There was a team that only won like what?
I don't know, but there were some teams back there. Yeah, I mean, let's just say some high school teams gonna beat them. Most of them probably.
I know that there's a joke that the 2023 Norfolk Tides could have taken on the Oakland A's in a series, probably, and like been competitive. It's really bad in Oakland.
Who's that?
The Norfolk Tides, because they won the Triple A championship.
I mean, I don't hate that. Yeah,
you look at that roster. That roster is stacked. I'm not just saying that. Like, that's genuinely one of the better minor league teams. All right, Philadelphia Phillies, 89.5 for the win total.
89. I'm picking the over. I think it's going to be at 91.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. I agree with you on that. Kind of going to be right there. Pirates, 75.5.
I mean, I had one division making the playoffs, so I got to go the over.
Paul Skeens is your
he's the guy. What was the line?
He's your guy this year. 75.5.
75.5. Jeez. You know, no one sees it coming. If I'm betting on this, which I'm not, I'm going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. You would be making a lot of money. 75.5 for the Pirates. I have a Pirates friend, so if he's listening to this, shout out to him. You know, Pirates raised the Jolly Roger. Beautiful stadium. Beautiful, more beautiful than Fenway, in my opinion.
Whoa.
Hot take. That's personally my experience. I had them last. I think they're overlap by a little bit. I think they're like 77. So I'll take the over on we both took the over on a team that we predicted polar opposite seasons for.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy. Padres, 83.5.
I do have to make the playoffs. So.
Do I have to make the playoffs?
Like, I have to.
I don't.
83.5? Yeah, I'm picked the over.
I got over. Honestly, like, if I were to go back and change my predictions, I would have the Padres making it over the Cubs.
Yeah.
Because of the Dylan Cease trade, which happened after our predictions. I think that trade was huge for them. Coming down the line here, San Francisco Giants, 81.5 is the line.
I'm picking the under. That division is too good. I can't have three teams picking the over. It's not going to happen. I have to pick the under on the Giants. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And also, if you look at the team, there's nothing there except for, like, Logan Webb.
I mean, there's Logan Webb, there's Jorge Soler, Matt Chapman, Jung-Hoo Lee, nothing much else outside of those four. Some bright spots here and there, but I don't think it's enough to compile 81 wins or 82 wins. Seattle Mariners, 87.5 on the win total.
I'm gonna go the under. You know, those top two Texas teams are gonna win a lot of games. So I'm not sure these Mariners are gonna get their wins. I mean, I had to make the playoffs. So they're gonna be like 86, 85, but they can't win more than that with these top two teams winning like 94 plus games.
No. I'm gonna go on a slightly over. I think they're like 88, 89. I think that's just right where they're gonna live the whole season because pitching staff is insane. So St. Louis over under 84.5.
I'm gonna go with the what are the Cubs at? Under. I have to pick the under here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go under too. It's a lot. I think there's a lot there, not enough.
Yeah. Still lacking something.
I mean,
83.5 for him? I don't know.
84.5.
Oh, 84, my bad.
All right. Tampa Bay Rays. 84.5 again.
I'm gonna pick the over.
I'm gonna take it just over.
Yeah, I'm picking the over.
84.5. Yeah.
84. I'm picking the over. Barely, but they're gonna get it.
Are they making or missing playoffs?
I had them missing, so it's gonna be real close between them and the Mariners.
Yeah. I'd agree with that. Texas Rangers, 88.5.
That's outrageous. I mean, they're the best team in the American League, in my opinion. I have to pick the over.
I'm gonna go over as well. It's hard to not pick that against the World Series champs.
Yeah, defending champs.
Final two teams. I know. Toronto Blue Jays. Over under 86.5.
Give me the under. I'm finishing last place in the division.
I'm gonna go just under.
Yeah.
Fourth place team. And then I think they're like 85, 84. And then Nationals, 66.5.
66, the Nationals. I feel like people are. I'm gonna go the over. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go over. I'll keep the peace with my Nationals friends in the area. I think there's some good enough talent there. Not gonna lie.
They can get done barely because the NL is gonna be good, but yeah, they're gonna get it.
Yeah, I think they get it done barely. So that's all we got for you in this episode. Those are our over-under win totals for the 2024 season. on FanDuel. We used FanDuel for that. So not sponsored by FanDuel. Just happened to use their projected win totals. If you guys enjoyed this episode, follow us and rate us 5 stars on whatever podcast app you use. Social medias and merchandise are in the description as always. And with that, we will see you next time.